5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Steve, what are these gnomes?
What do you mean, what are these gnomes? Well, you haven't read up on them?
No. No, I was busy learning about the rapture and cuffing season.
Guys, there have been gnome sightings in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's white women all over in Utah. Of course there's gnomes. They decorate with them everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mom has so many gnomes, too.
She does?
Yeah,
loves them. Steve thinks it's real gnomes.
These gnomes aren't. These aren't just lawn ornaments, Maitland.
Steve.
Or something you put in your garden. These are real gnomes.
If you look up gnome in the Cambridge Dictionary, uh-huh. The second word of the definition is imaginary.
I mean, that's one definition. That's one way to describe it.
No, it's the definition.
That's, again, one way to describe it.
Who can?
Nothing is as cut and dry as you think, Freebeer.
Well, that's true. What proof? That's very true.
Well, there's video evidence that this man is going to tell us about right here.
Okay, well, I'm very, very excited to hear what this wannabe golfer has to say.
What I'm about to say, in a million years, I would have never thought these words would come out of my
mouth.
Look
at that.
Just letting you know. But
it looks like a Munchichi or an Ewok.
It looks like a Teletubby had a baby with a gnome.
Apparently, there are multiple stories and sightings coming out of Utah, the state where you can have
a boo-boo.
State where you can have a few wives, but you can't have a cup of coffee.
You can't have a few wives in Utah for about the last 100 years. But anyway.
Wives, but you can't have a cup of coffee. That there have been gnome sightings.
Look at that.
I'm sorry.
Where is it in this one?
Come on.
What's it doing?
Obviously, it's right in the middle.
It's like a tree root.
It's just being like very, very still.
A sleeping owl.
Gnomes know when they're being watched. Oh. So, come on.
How do you know that?
Common knowledge.
Oh.
Look it up.
And the pointy red hat and flying fox are we talking about? Yes. There have been people coming forward out of Utah claiming to have seen gnomes.
Okay, that looked more like a Keebler elf going into the tree to make cookies. And it also looked entirely fake.
Yes.
Like not even good AI.
What?
In their backyard. More specifically, a woman came forward and said her and her husband and her son, who's almost 13, have been seeing gnome sightings in their backyard.
Sure.
Now, doing a little bit of research, these things are actually called duendes. They're like mischievous little elves that will steal children.
Oh, no. Cut off. He's going to say cut off children's toes.
Steal children. Cut off children's toes. Abduct children. Now, obviously, I believe everything in folklore of such stems from some sort of truth. But I'm not here to tell you to believe in gnomes. Believe what you want. But me, seeing these stories, then tripped and fell down the TikTok gnome rabbit hole. And let me just tell you,
gnome hole.
It is a fun rabbit hole to go down because these sightings have been happening for centuries now. So
centuries.
Tell me what you think. Have you heard of gnome sightings in Utah? Have you went down the gnome rabbit hole? So let's have this conversation today because apparently gnomes are now here.
All the proof I need. You I'm like Kelly grainy... Cheese. I get all my news from TikTok.
Yeah, this guy's legit.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelly, yeah. You have to be pretty convinced with this until you watch a video that says gnomes aren't real.
Honestly,
this was the top story on last night's TikTok news.
Meghan Trainor or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's believable to me at this point. It's Utah. Things are weird there. Those canyons and stuff they got, there's all kinds of critters running around in them.
Yeah,
like, what's canyon a critter? Critters. What's a canyon critter of Utah that would surprise us?
A gnome.
Oh, okay. You saw one?
Duh.
Okay.
Idiot. Are there
you
any others?
Did not watch the same video I watched? I mean, Mormons?
Well, they're everywhere.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Not really.
What about elves and fairies?
I'm an elf and fairy believer after having gone to Scotland. They're big on elves and fairies there.
They are?
Yeah, for sure. I'm so dead ass about that. They build homes for them there. For real, you can buy.
What are you talking about?
You can buy fairy homes in Scotland. I'm not playing.
Is this like a birdhouse?
But for fairies, so yeah.
So you mean it's just a tchotchke that tourists will buy?
It is very well made.
Well made is not the issue.
It's a quality item.
Did you buy one?
No, but I wanted to so bad.
So you believe in fairies, but you don't care enough to help the ones that live near you.
You don't want them to be housed.
Alan, send us one.
Would like them to be housed. But there's a lot of gnome houses around my neighborhood. I think I got a lot of gnome believers.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of gnome houses. What is a gnome house?
Yeah,
like?
They build them into the bottoms of trees and such, and into their gardens and everything. I ain't even playing. I take pictures of them a lot.
Send one to Steve so we can see these neighborhood gnome houses?
Yeah, I think I posted one on my Instagram not too long ago. One lady has a little gnome. Like mailbox that people leave letters in my neighborhood. It's adorable.
I mean, it's just a mailbox that has a stupid decoration on it.
It's a small gnome-sized mailbox that you
wait,
is
really?
Built into a tree. I swear to God. Okay. I could probably find this on my Instagram.
Are there tax breaks for the stupid where you live? What's going on?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Probably.
And are they actually like gnome homes or are they just putting like a door frame nailed to the outside of a tree? Because that's not really a door.
I'll send you this one right here. You're going to make fun of it because it's under construction, as you'll see.
All right.
But some of them are built into a tree trunk. Some of them are really built into the ground, kind of like Lord of the Rings style. Other ones are little houses, hut looking things. This one, again, it's under construction. It may have been finished by now because when I took that picture, it was like springtime or something. But you'll see they built it all up in on these little rocks, and they got their garden all around it and stuff, and it's cool. Makes me a believer.
Tell me if you think this is a real text or not. Guys, gnome saliva is said to be very medically beneficial.
Yeah.
Like, you got to catch it and milk it like a snake?
Yeah.
Well, you got milking gnomes for its medicinal saliva?
You hold a freshly cut lemon under its mouth, and then it drools into your cup.
This is beautiful.
That's one of them.
That is a gnome home.
Yeah,
that's a terrible home. It's got no protection at all.
It's under construction,
terrible.
Hot Wings.
He's already living in it.
Yeah. No, he's working.
Look
he's
at that little gnome chair.
He's reading the plans for the home.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at the gnome chair. It's got a leaf for a back of it.
Of course, Steve would think an incomplete project looked great, i.e. Comanche.
Yeah, no wonder.
I think it's great.
No safety or protection in this either.
I think they put a thatch roof on it, too. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's finished. I'll do an updated picture. But
you're saying they've continued to work on this priceless gem.
That's what gnomes do.
They make these.
Oh, the gnomes are making them.
They're very, very dedicated to their craft.
Practically a Frank Lloyd Wright house. It's so amazing. gnomes make cookies. Those aren't elves?
Gnomes and elves are cousins.
Okay, how would you know one is an elf versus which one is a gnome, Kelly?
One is a little skinnier.
Okay. Gnomes have pointy hats, too.
And elves have pointy ears.
Mm-hmm.
Gnomes don't have pointy ears?
Nope.
No. Elves don't have pointy hats?
No.
Do they wear hats?
Yes.
What kind of hats do they wear? Bowlers?
They wear hats that...
No, like newsies.
Stovetop?
Exactly.
Stovepipe. It's not made of stuffing.
I don't know. The Keebler elf looks like he wears a pointy hat, too.
No, it's Mandela effect.
But it's pointy but back, whereas gnomes are pointy and straight up.
Okay, so you can only tell the difference.
Like a dunce cap.
Yes.
Okay, that starts to track now.
Only tell the difference between a gnome and an elf by the hat they wear.
No, I just gave you multiple examples. Hats, pointy ears versus rounded ears, and skinny versus chubby. Gnomes are always a little chubby, but that's because they're short.
And gnomes are the only ones that have beards.
Mate, are you getting in on this?
Yeah, elves can't have beards.
But exactly
did you ever see the Snow White?
Those are dwarves.
What's the difference between a dwarf and an elf?
Dwarves travel in packs of seven.
What tangible benefit is there to having gnomes around? Because elves bring you cookies and presents at different times of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of like, their thing.
Yeah, gnomes cut off children's toes.
Like, to my knowledge, the only gnome is to encourage you to travel on a discount travel website.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that cut off the toes are giving the good gnomes, like the traveling gnome, a bad name.
He's the roaming gnome.
So yeah. Gnomes, I don't know if you know this, Hot Wings.
I thought you knew everything about gnomes.
They're symbols of good luck and protection. They will watch over crops and livestock, guard treasures, and deter pests and evil spirits like you right now.
Yeah, you can learn all about that in the TV show David the Gnome that I used to watch when I was a child.
David the Gnome.
David the Gnome, yeah.
Yeah, they have very normal names.
What is this, Steve?
This is the intro to David the Gnome.
There is no gnome that would have the plebe name of David. David the Gnome.
Were you raised in a sect of some sort?
I remember watching this.
He would have to have a name like Gomer or something.
There's David.
That's a gnome.
Oh, wow. Oh. It starts Tom Bosley from Happy Days.
Okay, so it starts Mr. C as the voice. Narrated by Christopher Plummer.
Jeez, I take it back. This was mainstream as hell.
Wow. Oh, the fox's name was Swift, I think.
Oh, wow, man.
I like how they scroll this backstory before you start. Mm-hmm. Kids are always able to read it 90 words a second.
Oh, the trolls look mean.
I think that was like Garga something. Gargamel?
Gargamel is from the Smurfs.
Okay.
And Smurfs are Smurfs.
Yeah.
How would Steve?
Papa Smurf looks a bit like a gnome.
You think?
But he's not a gnome. He's a Smurf.
Tommy, what are your thoughts on gnomes and elves? You're all in, aren't you?
I'm a fan of this, yeah.
Fan or a believer?
Believer.
Well, I'm a believer. Yeah, these are definitely real. They are silent guardians, and there wouldn't be little gnome statues if there wasn't something to base them off. So that's a good point.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty common
statement. Boy, I got Tommy and Kelly on my team.
And that's Maitland.
Right. Oh, man, that's the dream team.
Gnomes tend to your gardens, this texter said.
David the gnome is basically a documentary. Oh, well.
I'm going to keep the deer out.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
They suck at that.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
21 plus terms and conditions apply.